Madani News. Do you know what Dini work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and here are the headlines.
May Dawat Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.
22nd Jumad al-Ukhra, the date of the passing of the friend in the cave and the grave, the unparalleled devotee, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the most superior and excellent among the entire creation of Allah Almighty after the prophets and messengers alayhi wasalam. A look at a report in Madani News on the blessed seerah of the first caliph, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Fatiha is offered on the orders of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu by Amir al-Sunnah. Amir al-Sunnah also reads a hadith on the blessed seerah of the first caliph of Muslims, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A meeting is held for Jamiat al-Madina Department in Bradford, UK. The head of Shura reviews the performance, discusses various issues. The head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Iman Atari, visits Fizani Madina Bradford. He provides guidance. A prominent figure of Quraysh, the most superior human after the Prophets alayhi wasalam, the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his journeys and at home, the leader and guide of the Ummah and the unparalleled devotee, the first caliph of the Muslims, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, actual name is Abdullah, his kunyat is Abu Bakr and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. He was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. At the age of 16 or 18, he was blessed with the sacred company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, he immediately enlightened his heart with the light of faith. He was 38 years old at that time. He is the most superior and excellent among the entire creation of Allah Almighty after the prophets and messengers alayhi wa sallam. He was the first amongst free men to embrace Islam. During the apparent blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he also had the honor to lead 17 prayers. He was the first to compile the Holy Quran. He himself is a companion, his father is a companion, and his sons, daughters, and paternal and maternal grandsons all also became companions. No one else achieved these honors. He used to spend his personal wealth generously for the preaching of the religion and in support of Islam. The day he embraced Islam, he had 40,000 dirhams or dinars. He spent them all in the Lord's path. He helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam financially to such a great extent that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that no one's wealth benefited me as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an.
Badri jis pe kare fakhr wo behtar Siddiq Sarwari jis pe kare naaz wo sarwar Siddiq بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سیدھی
After apparent passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the Muhajir and Ansar companions pledged allegiance at his hands and unanimously recognized him as the first caliph of the Muslims. The shining star of the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, passed away on the night between Monday and Tuesday, between Maghrib and Isha on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 13th Hijri, corresponding to 23rd August, 634 CAE. He was 63 years old at that time. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, led his funeral salah. According to his will, his sacred body was brought before the tomb of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu seeks your permission. The door of the sacred court opened and a voice was heard from inside, Udkhulu al-Habiba ila Habibi, meaning join the beloved with his beloved. Hence, he was laid to rest beside the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے، سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے، ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دیکھ، ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دیکھ.
Moving on, let's inform our viewers that Fatiha was offered by Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya on the urs of the first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He read a hadith on the blessed life of the first caliph of Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also motivated all the devotees of the Prophet to arrange it. Let's take a look.
Jannat Hadan ka haqdar kon? Sahabi ibn Sahabi, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں جب حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ پیدا ہوئے تو اللہ پاک نے جنت عدن سے ارشاد فرمایا، مجھے اپنی عزت و جلال کی قسم تجھ میں صرف انہی لوگوں کو داخل کروں گا جو اس پیدا ہونے والے یعنی ابوبکر صدیق سے محبت رکھے گا. سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ. حوالہ مختصر تاریخ دمشق جلد 13 پیج نمبر 69. سارے اصحاب نبی تارے ہیں امت کے لیے، ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور صدیق، ان کا مداح نبی، ان کا ثناگو اللہ، حق ابو الفضل کہے اور پیمبر صدیق، محبوب رب غنی
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
یار آخری نبی
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
پیشوائے متقی
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
جنتی بال یقین
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
یار غار مصطفیٰ
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
یار مزار مصطفیٰ
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
خلیفۃ المسلمین
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
حامر المؤمنین
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
سارے ولیوں سے بڑے
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
پیشوا صحاب کے
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
نار سے آزاد بھی
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
خلد میں جو شاد بھی
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
خائف رب العلا
حضرت صدیق ہیں،
جان سار مصطفیٰ
حضرت صدیق ہیں.
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد. بھائی جمعہ الاخرى یہ حضرت سیدنا عاشق اکبر ابو بکر صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ کا یوم عرس ہے. الحمدللہ آج ہم نے نیاز کی ہے، آپ نے بھی نیاز نہ کی ہو تو ضرور کیجئے گا.
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علی محمد.
Let's give you some news from the UK, where the head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, reviewed the performance of Jamiatul Madina department during a meeting in Bradford and discussed various matters. The head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, also visited Fizan Madina, Bradford, UK, and provided guidance. Let's learn more in this report.
It's Da'wat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Da'wat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance.
Let's give you some news from Mozambique, Africa, where Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Attar Attari visited Fizan Ramzan Masjid in Shimolo in the plot of a masjid in rural area. The invitation towards righteousness was also presented in Shimolo. Let's learn more in this report.
It's Da'wat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Da'wat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's Dawat-e Islami.
A Madani Qafila congregation was held at a masjid in Darra Pizo, KPK, during which Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Asad Atari delivered a sunnah-inspiring speech, stated the blessings of Madani Qafila to the participants, and motivated them to travel in Madani Qafilas to attain religious knowledge. Let's take a look.
A Madani Qafila congregation was held in Jamia Masjid Raza, located in Darra Pizo, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Devotees of Rasool associated with various walks of life and the local representatives took part in it. Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Asad Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired lecture stating the blessings and virtues of traveling with Madani Qafila. He made their mind to travel with Madani Qaflas, spreading sunan, giving a call to righteousness and learning religious knowledge. Rukn Shura motivated the participants to remain associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami and take an active part in carrying out the 12 religious activities. The gathering ended on supplications.
A Madani Qafila congregation was held at the Madani Markaz Fizani Madina in Kot Radha Kishan, Punjab, in which the local devotees of the Prophet participated. Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Mansur Atari delivered a sunnah-inspiring speech. Let's learn more in this report.
Under the Madani Qafila Department of Dawat Islami, a Madani Qafila congregation was held in Kot Radha Kishan city of Punjab. In this congregation, the Islamic brothers related with various departments and many other devotees of Rasool from the surrounding areas participated. In this Madani Qafila congregation, Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Mansur Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired lecture and motivated the Islamic brothers to travel in Madani Qaflas. The devotees of Rasool who participated in the congregation also expressed their good intentions to travel in Madani Qaflas. In the end, Dua and Salatu Salam were also held.
Moving on, let's include some news from Balochistan, where Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari motivated the Islamic brothers from Qalat division to increase the 12 religious activities. Let's learn more in this report.
A session was held in Khuzdar, Balochistan to guide Islamic brothers from the Qalat division. The session was addressed by a member of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari. He guided the participants on how they could carry out the 12 religious activities in an efficient manner. In addition, he gave them a mindset to increase the number of Islamic brothers traveling with Madani Qaflas and enrolling on various religious courses. Rukn Shura motivated the participants to have deeper and more devotion to Sheikhain Kariman. On this occasion, the head of the Qalat division and other representatives were also in attendance.
Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari laid the foundation of Jama Masjid Fizane Aisha Siddiqa in Mandi Warburton, Punjab. On this occasion, local devotees of the Prophet also participated. Rukn Shura also delivered a sunnah-inspiring speech at the bricklaying ceremony. Let's learn more in this report.
Under the Department of Dawat Islami, Khudamul Masajid wal Madaris ul Madina, the foundation of Jamia Masjid Fazane Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was laid down on a land plot of 250 yards located next to the office of Wabda at Feroz Watwan Road, Mandi Warburton city of Punjab. In this foundation stone-laying ceremony, Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivered a lecture on the topic of building a masjid. Moreover, he gave the devotees of Rasool a mindset to take part in calling people to righteousness in order to enliven their masjid. After sunnah-inspired lecture, Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari laid the first brick of that masjid and then made dua for the blessings. In this foundation stone-laying ceremony, former advisor of the Chief Minister of Punjab, other personalities, the representatives of Dawat Islami and other devotees of Rasool also participated. Be it clear that Masjid Aisha to be built will be a double story masjid in which around 350 Salah performers can worship Allah Almighty.
A 63-day Madani Tarbiyati course in Fizani Quran or Hadith course was held at the Global Madani Markaz Fizani Madina in Karachi, during which guidance was provided to the participants regarding religious activities. They were also motivated to take full part of the 12 religious activities and always remain associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami. At the end of the course, certificates were awarded to the participants. Let's take a look.
Madani Courses Department of Dawat Islami conducted a 63-day Madani Tarbiyati course and Fazane Quran and Hadith course in which devotees of Rasool from Karachi as well as other cities participated. They were taught rulings on wudu, ritual bathing, conditions of salah, faraiz, wajibat, violations, makruh acts, conditions of iqtida as well as imamat, witr salah, the prostration of recitation, practical of salah, funeral salah, eid salah, salah of a Traveler, The Method of Making Up for Missed Salah, and other rulings. In addition, lectures on ethics and organizational aspects were given too. The participants were briefed on the religious activities of Dawat Islami as well. While talking to Madani News, the participating Islamic brothers had this to say.
Bahut kuch sikha hai, namaz ka kaam, nek banne banane ka tareeke, aur jo hai wuzu ke farayz, ghusl ke farayz, tayammum وغیرہ یہ سب کچھ ہم نے سیکھے.
انشاءاللہ اس کے بعد امامت کورس کروں گا. بہت برکتیں حاصل ہوئیں, تہجد نماز پڑھنے کو ملی, چاہت و اشراق اور پانچ وقت بجماعت پہلے صف میں پڑھنے کی سعادت حاصل ہوئی.
بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا ہے نماز کے بارے میں, وضو کے بارے میں,
اس میں ہم نے بہت کچھ سیکھنے کی سعادت حاصل کی.
At the end of the course, the participants set the test and later they were awarded certificates.
Under Dawat Islami's Hakim Coordination Department, Muballigh Dawat Islami met with herbalist Islamic Brothers at the clinics in Multan, Punjab. He informed them about the global religious and welfare activities at Dawat Islami.
In a herbal healthcare center located in Bahawalpur Road, Multan, the divisional representative of Rabta Barai Hakim Department met Hakim Muhammad Gulzar, Fazile Tibbu Jarahat, and told him about the religious and welfare efforts of Dawat Islami on an international level. He invited him to visit the Global Madani Center Faizan-e-Madina, told him about the free medical camp placed by the department, and invited him to visit it. Hakim Muhammad Gulzar appreciated the religious and welfare efforts of Dawat Islami and gave their views to Madani News.
Inki option se to pehle main mutasir hoon Dawat Islami ki, chahe wo deeni taleem se hai, chahe آج کل کے جو ضروریات ہے نئی نسل کے لیے ان پہ ہے ماشاءاللہ, اور ان کے مدارس ماشاءاللہ بہت اچھے جا رہے ہیں. طب حضرات یعنی حکیموں کی جو مجلس ہے اس کے لیے مجھے دعوت دی ہے اور میں لازمی شرکت کروں گا.
In the end, the divisional representative gave Hakim Muhammad Gulzar books of Maktabatul Madina as a gift. The divisional representative of Rabta Barai Hakim Department with other Islamic brothers met Hakim Muhammad Yusuf, Fazile Tibbu Jarahat, and told him about the religious and welfare efforts of Dawat Islami on an international level. He invited him to visit the Global Madani Center Faizan-e-Madina, told him about the free medical camp placed by the department, and invited him to visit it. Hakim Muhammad Yusuf appreciated the religious and welfare efforts of Dawat Islami and gave their views to Madani News.
مرکز میں اجتماع کی دعوت دی گئی ہے. انشاءاللہ میں اپنے احباب کے ساتھ, دوست احباب کے ساتھ شرکت کروں گا لازمی.
In the end, the divisional representative gave Hakim Muhammad Yusuf books of Maktabat al-Madina as a gift.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill out the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah azza wa jal. For more information or previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madani News, do you know what deeni work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.